lying on your back. Hopefully you guys aren't sick of scanning your contact with the floor, because you're going to be doing a bunch more of it. But the good thing is that you're not going to get sick of it, because it keeps changing. There's a bird up there.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, wow, that's funny. So, all right, kids, settle down. Now, let's first just get a general sense of the contact you're making with the floor. It doesn't have to be this hardcore scan where you're looking at all this different stuff in detail. But let's just gently, maybe two times, roll your head left and right. And as you do that, sense down your spine, the vertebrae down your spine. And can you feel how the pressure on one side of your, as you roll your head to the left, that the left side of the spine makes more contact with the floor? That there's rotation in the spine between your shoulder blades further down. I'll even say this, which I shouldn't. If you have enough clarity, you could actually sense a shift of weight in your pelvis from rolling your head, because your head and your pelvis are connected through the spine. Now, by saying that, the danger is that now you're going to wrench your neck to the left and the right as far as you can in order to try and feel that. So make sure you don't, please. Just see where in between your shoulder blades, down your spine, can you feel the weight shifting left and right? And if you do feel something along those lines, can you feel how then the spine is rotating or rolling, but the shoulder blades are staying in one place because they're fixed to the floor, they're constrained? They're maybe moving a tiny little bit. But could you feel how the spine rotates one way a little bit, the spine rotates another way, and so, in essence, one shoulder is moving closer to the spine and one shoulder is moving further away. And even if you don't really feel that, maybe you could imagine that that's happening, or intellectually understand that it's happening. Often what happens is that sometimes an intellectual understanding precedes the actual felt understanding. And then let it go. Don't need to let you roll your head for far too long, really. And now, cross your arms in front of your chest as if you're giving yourself a hug. Have the left arm on top of the right arm, and the right arm grabs into the left armpit. There you go. So this is going to be our basic, this is going to be our basic position here. And so, and bring your elbows, you know, hug yourself comfortably, wherever that is for you. But notice now, you guys can't see the room, I can. But notice for yourself how, where your elbows are in relationship to each other. Are your elbows meeting each other? Are they lying on top of each other? Or is perhaps one elbow close to the wrist and the other elbow close to the wrist? So this is a good, this is an interesting thing to measure. There's a lot of diversity in the room. Understand for yourself. Okay, now, with your right hand grabbing into the left armpit, can you pull your left shoulder to roll yourself a little bit to the right? And come back. And feel that left shoulder blade pull away from the spine. Feel your torso start to get involved and feel how your head starts to roll. Very easily, very gently. And then pause. Switch the arm that's on top. So switch the arms. So now the right arm's on top. The left arm reaches into the left, to the right armpit. Left arm into the right armpit. Take a nice slow breath. And now with your left hand, pull the right armpit to roll yourself to the left. And now repeat this movement. And notice, how is it different than rolling yourself to the right? Is it easier? Is it harder? Can you feel the shoulder blade moving away from the spine? Can you feel your head getting involved in the motion? And now, can you combine it? So like just keeping the arms in this position, can you pull your left armpit, your right armpit with your left hand to roll to the left, and then pull your left shoulder with the right hand to roll the other direction? So now combine it. Just see, what is this movement like? Maybe switch the hands that's on top and now do the both rollings. And just done it a couple times. Let your arms go long and just rest. Sense how your shoulders and upper back are lying on the floor now. Okay. Now, let's stand the right foot and cross the arms across yourself to give yourself a hug, but have the left arm in the right armpit. And now, gently, one or two times, roll yourself to the left with pulling the right shoulder through the armpit. Just sense how that is. And the next time you do it, begin to push through your right foot to also roll your pelvis to the left. And come back. Just a nice, slow, gentle movement. Just pushing through the foot to lift the pelvis to enhance that sensation of rolling. And you come back. Make it soft. Make sure you're breathing. There's no clenching in the jaw. Your left leg is just free to roll however it wants to. Your head follows in with this movement. And then pause and let it go. And let your legs go long. Let your arms rest down by your side. Now quickly sense the two shoulder blades. Does the right shoulder feel any different than the left? Do you feel any differences between the two legs? Bring the right leg to standing again. Cross your arms in the same manner. So the right arm's on top, the left arm is on the bottom, reaching into the armpit. And now continue pulling with your left arm, your right shoulder, to roll to the left. And when you've reached enough so that it's the right moment, begin to push through your foot. So that the left hand initiates the movement, and then the right foot begins to push through to roll at some point. So you coordinate that. You come back. You don't have to roll far. You're not trying to get all the way onto the side or anything. Just a movement of initiating this rolling. And feel how your right shoulder blade moves away from your spine. And then you push through the foot to enhance it. Okay. When you come back, pause. And now we're going to do the same movement, but we're going to initiate it with the foot. So push through the foot to begin to roll the pelvis, and then at the appropriate point begin to pull with the left hand in the armpit and come back. And repeat this movement a couple times. And once you've done it two or three times, go back to the first movement where you just pull with the left hand in order, and then your foot begins to push through to roll the pelvis at the appropriate time. So have clear for yourself those two different possibilities. There's actually an infinite number of possibilities. We're just going to explore these two. But okay. And pause. And just pause like this. Rest with your arms crossed in front of yourself. As long as it's comfortable, just rest. And open your eyes. And look towards the ceiling. And find a point on the ceiling to focus on. That's straight above you. And now what we're going to do is we're going to continue this movement of rolling to the left by pulling the right shoulder. But as you roll and your head and your torso rolls and you push through the foot, as you do that, your eyes stay pointed on that point and fixed on the point in the ceiling. So your head can roll. Your head rolls like before, but your eyes have to move to the right in the sockets in order to maintain the focus on that point in the ceiling. So allow your head to roll. Head rolls with the movement, but your eyes go the opposite direction to maintain that focus. This is not trivial. It sounds trivial. Check in with your breathing. Check in with your jaw. Reduce the effort. And then the next time you do it, once you've done it enough, let your arms go long and let your legs go long and rest. Gently and softly roll your head to the left. And to the right. and sense if doing this stuff with the right shoulder has changed how you roll your head to one side. Okay. Let's stand the left foot. Cross the arms the opposite way so that the right arm is now underneath. And the left is on top of the left hand is on top of the right shoulder. And now a couple times, just with the shoulder, pull the left shoulder so that you start rolling towards the right. Do that once or twice. And just feel how far you go with that. And then once you've sensed that, continue doing this movement, but now begin pushing through your foot at the appropriate time. It's up to you to figure out when is the appropriate time. So it's a clear, coherent movement. Sense how you're rolling across your upper back. And can you sense that left shoulder moving away from the spine? Pause in the center. If you want to, you can reset your hands. And then the next time you do the movement, now, look with your head over your left shoulder. So instead of letting your head roll to the right, roll your head to the left, as if you wanted to look over your left shoulder. Gently and easily. If you go slowly, and you sense yourself, things will change. You may not be able to go as far doing this as before. In the beginning of the scan, when you rolled your head left and right, I asked you to sense if you could feel where you could feel your spine turning towards. So now we're doing a different sort of thing. But can you feel how the spine turns? And leave it. Let your arms go long and let your legs go long. And get an overall sense of how you're lying. But in particular, sense the region between the two shoulder blades and your back. Does it feel like there's more space there? That the spine is making clearer contact? Can you maybe even distinguish the individual contact of each vertebrae? Sense the back of your neck. That was a point of focus, and as we started the very first ATM, can you feel that the space in the back of the neck has changed? Does the back of the neck, does the neck itself feel longer than it did previously? stand the left foot, bring the left foot to standing, and cross the arms such that the left arm is in the right armpit. Wow, I said that correctly. That's amazing. Okay, so now in this position, pull with your left hand the right armpit to roll yourself to the left. And bring it back. Don't need to go as far as you can. Just get a sense for how this rolling motion is occurring. Can you feel a cascading action in the rolling motion? So you pull the shoulder. So the right shoulder begins to move away from the spine. And once it moves away to a certain point, then the ribs get involved, which rotates your spine and rotates your head. Now, the next time you do this, now you have to, let me just give you, tell you what's coming. Excuse me. You have to do, you're going to have to do a smaller motion of rolling. But as you now roll yourself to the left, can you push through with your left foot to roll your pelvis to the right? So your upper body is going to roll to the left, but you're going to push through your pelvis to roll the pelvis to the right. So the two are going to be differentiated. Now, we'll try this. Lift your pelvis no more than 2 inches off the floor as you roll. And come back. And now coordinate the movement. So as you pull with the arm to move, to roll the torso to the left, you push through the left leg to bring the pelvis to the right. And see if you can find a way to take out the herky-jerky out of it and make it smooth. Doesn't matter how big it is. What you really want is smoothness in this movement. And the best way to achieve that is to go slowly and to do small movements. And check for yourself, are you clearly, can you clearly feel in the pressure on the back that your torso is rolling to the left as your pelvis is rolling to the right? Try doing half of the amplitude of movement that you're doing. Is it smoother? If it's still not sufficiently smooth, try doing half the amplitude of even that. And Anita, in her wisdom, has decided to rest, which I think is a good signal because I'm too ambitious here. Let's let the arms go long, the legs go long, and rest. And sense down the chain of your spine now. As you are rotating the shoulders to the left and the pelvis to the right, at some point, it's like you're wringing out the towel, like the movement we were doing with the arms before, right? It's like you're, in a way, you're wringing out your spine a little bit, right? So can you sense along the length of your spine now and find the point, the neutral point in that wringing out movement? Or just simply, is there a little bit more clarity down your spine? Stand your right foot. Cross your arms in front of yourself the other way now. So I believe the right hand will be in the left armpit. Now gently, just a few times, pull with the right hand on the left shoulder to roll to the left. And once you've done this a couple of times, nice and smoothly, then begin to push through with the right foot to counter-rotate the pelvis. So the pelvis rolls to the left, the shoulders roll to the right. And the first thing to notice is it different on this side than on the other? Is one side maybe a little bit easier to get this counter-rotation going? The next thing is to see how smooth is this movement? How graceful is it? Is it herky-jerky or is it nice and measured? If it's herky-jerky, what that means is that you're creating extra effort in other parts of yourself that is inhibiting the clear movement. Can you sense your spine as you're doing this? And feel, where's the spot that's the neutral point between the twisting in one direction and the twisting in the other direction? Make sure you're breathing. There's no clenching of the jaw. And let it go. Gently roll your head from left to right. Does the movement of the head rolling, is it more lubricated now? As you roll your head, sense down your spine. Where down your spine can you feel that rotation? How far down? Let it go. Okay, bring your both feet to standing and lift your pelvis a little bit up so that you could slide your right arm underneath your butt. So lift your pelvis some, slide your right arm underneath your butt, and if you can, with your left hand, grab your right wrist and see if you can pull it. You want it to be comfortable, so it depends on how tight your shoulders are. But see, so get your right, with your left hand, pull your right hand underneath yourself somewhere comfortably, and then lay yourself back down. So lay your butt back down on your hand. And you have a choice. You can either continue holding on with your left hand, or you can let go with your left hand and just put it on the side. So, in this position here, your butt is on your right hand, is sitting on your right hand. Right? In this position here now, gently, and your feet are standing, gently roll your pelvis left and right. Left and right. And be careful, because this is the first time you're doing this odd sort of movement. Right? So you just want to just get a sense of rolling left and right and having that connect through into your spine. And as you continue this movement, you don't have to increase the amplitude of it. It can be a very, very small movement. But now track the movement. Track how that moves up your spine. Can you feel the weight shift to the left and to the right of your spine in your low back? In your mid back? In your upper back? And can you feel how the weight shifts in your head? If it ever gets uncomfortable, please bring your arm out by lifting your pelvis and pulling your arm out. If it's okay, just keep doing this movement, but feel the pressure left and right on the side of your spine. And if your head is not rolling, very, very small movement. Roll your head with your pelvis. So if your pelvis rolls to the left, your head would roll just a little bit to the left. And if your pelvis rolls to the right, your head would roll a little bit to the right. In a way, the pelvis will pull and turn the spine, which will turn the head. And once that's become clear, and you can feel the weight shift to the left and the right throughout the entire length of your spine, then let it go. Take your arm out by lifting your pelvis up and let your legs go long. And now feel how you're making contact with the floor now. What's changed? Is your right shoulder lying any differently than before? Okay. Bring your feet to standing. Lift your pelvis. And bring your right hand underneath your pelvis again. You can pull it to the left a little bit with your left hand. Reach and pull and left. And then sit your butt back down on your hand. Okay. So now, again, roll your pelvis to the left and to the right again. Nice, easy rolling. Doesn't have to be super far. But now roll your head in the opposite direction of your pelvis. So your head rolls opposite. It's beautiful. And it doesn't matter how much you roll your head or roll your pelvis, but what you want is you want them to be completely, in electrical engineering terms, out of phase. So when your pelvis is to the right, your head is to the left. When your pelvis is in the middle, your head is in the middle. When your pelvis is to the left, your head is to the right. And if there's a part that's not clear in the pelvis, then match it with the head or vice versa. But see if you can find the clarity with both. And one or two more times. And then lift your pelvis up. Pause, lift your pelvis up and let your arms go out. And let your legs go long again. In the previous ATM, we worked on tracing the shoulder. So kinesthetically, tracing the inside, top, and outer edges of the triangle of the shoulder blade. So do that now with just the right shoulder. Go from the inside edge to the up top edge to the outside edge in one direction. Just trace around. If you're tracing rapidly, trace more slowly. Just see, how is that for you now? Is there increased clarity? Bring your feet to standing. And lift your pelvis and bring your left arm underneath you. You can pull it further to the right with your right hand, and then lower down onto, lower your butt down onto the left hand. And your right hand you can just bring out to the side, or you can continue holding it, whatever you want to do. And now again, let's just roll the pelvis left and right. Nicely, gently, easily. So, just a nice, slow, gentle rolling. The rolling is just this rhythm that gets set up so that you can feel what's happening in your spine and in your ribs and in your shoulders higher up. And again, feel that rotation of the spine. Now the left shoulder blade, because you're sitting on it, because you're sitting on your hand, you fix the left shoulder blade. It more or less can't move in this. So now you're rotating the spine around a fixed shoulder blade. Can you allow your head to roll with the movement? Now roll the head the opposite. So as the head goes to the left, as the pelvis goes to the right, and vice versa. Make this a small movement. This contra-differentiated twisting movement. Make it small and clear. Only do it in amount so that you can actually track what's happening down the length of your entire spine. Beautiful. And as you're tracking that, see if you can even track the relationship of your left shoulder blade to your spine. Can you feel how they move together and apart? And then move your pelvis and your head together again. Just two times. And then let it go. Bring your hand out by lifting your pelvis. Let it go. And trace the left shoulder blade from the inside edge to the top edge to the outside edge. All right, now it's going to get weird. Let's roll over onto your stomachs and on your stomach now, bring your right arm across yourself in front of yourself. So under yourself like that, and stand the left hand as if you wanted to make a push-up. Okay, so the right arm, so do it higher up so that the right arm comes across somewhere like it's straight across yourself, like under your head or under your neck or something. So your right arm is out to the left. And if you have to, push through the left hand to roll yourself a little bit to the right. So do this. Push through your left hand to roll yourself a little bit to the right and have your right arm is straight to the left. Palm up. There you go, Anita. There you go. So push with the left hand. Right arm is palm up. Arm is straight. And push through the left hand so that you're actually more lying on your side or 45 degrees. You know, something like that. So roll a little bit more like this. Push with this hand here like this. So wherever it is that you need to in order to get your arms straight. Okay? And it could be up a little higher if it's more comfortable, right? And your legs can be a little separated too, so that they're not, you know. Thing. So now, what we're going to do in this position now is now lower the left side of your torso down a little bit, roll yourself back so that you're closer to facing towards the floor, being on your belly, and then come back. Let your neck be soft. Roll down, roll up. So your right arm is long on the floor and the shoulder is fixed because you're lying on it. And now with your left hand, you allow the left side of your body to come closer to the floor, further from the floor. And so you're kind of rolling on that shoulder joint. And slow, let your neck be soft and limp. Let your neck go as much as possible. And begin to roll more and more towards your belly. And feel how your shoulder blade has to move away from your right shoulder blade has to move away from your spine. Let your neck be soft and hang. And try rolling just a little bit more onto the belly. The soft neck. So maybe your forehead rests on the floor as you come somewhere near the floor or on the floor. I know, it's a very tricky, weird little thing. And feel as you roll onto the belly how the shoulder blade moves away from the spine. And they come together as you roll more towards the side. Your head is soft. Your neck. And at some point, it's enough, and you can roll over onto your back and lie with your legs long. How was that? Was that weird? And now, sense your right arm. Sense your right shoulder. Let's roll over onto the stomachs. And let's now do the opposite movement. So bring the left arm long to the right side with the palm up. Stand the right hand and bring it, you know, across your body someplace comfortably. You know, it could be, and we may adjust. So now repeat this movement. So using the right hand to push you up and lower you back down. Can you roll over the left shoulder with a nice soft neck? No effort or tension in the neck. This is important. And as there's no effort or tension in the neck, can you roll down and feel how the left shoulder blade, as you roll down, the left shoulder blade moves away from your spine. So now come back this way. So, and then come back, go down. You feel how they move away. Gonna come back. Now they move together. Can you let your head hang a little bit more? There you go. What might be good is some pads. And see if you can increase the amount. So if your arm is angled up as opposed to truly across yourself, after you've done this a little bit more, maybe you could bring the arm down and so it's angled a little bit more truly across yourself. What this does, it makes it a harder constraint. If the arm is a little bit higher, it's easier, it's less of a constraint. You can feel... Well, Anita's feeling that. And they decide to... Whoa, right there. That's pretty good. Now, in some schools of, not necessarily yoga per se, but PT type stretches and stuff, this is actually doing something like this is prescribed as a stretch. So you could imagine, I don't recommend doing it right now, but you could imagine being like, oh, I want to stretch out the deltoids, which are the muscles in the back of the shoulder, and lying with your arm across like this and forcing that stretch. You can lie on your back. So what we're doing is essentially no different than that. At least, well, it's very different. Let me correct myself. But what we're doing is, you know, a homologous type of thing. But instead of a stretch, we're just doing a movement. And we're not going to the limit. And by just doing the movement and not going to the limit, the nervous system is able to identify, oh, that's the shoulder joint, that's how the scapula slides, the shoulder blade slides, that's how the ribs respond, that's how the clavicle, what's this called in vernacular, is the collarbone, that's how the collarbone has to respond, and how the neck softens. Feel where your shoulder blades are in space. Feel the back of your neck. Find the spot where your head is making contact in the back of the floor. Scan your whole self as well. Perhaps even how your legs are lying on the floor has changed. And if you feel like it, you can roll your head left and right and see how that is. And then, done that once, you can come up to sitting and standing. Again, come to stand. Find that neutral spot where your weight is aligned over yourself. Close your eyes. Let your shoulders just hang. Feel the length of your spine through that region of your spine between the shoulders and out of your neck. The position of your shoulder blades on your back and the pouring of the weight. And you can open your eyes and walk around a little bit.